Better music, it's Q Radio, Kevin McAllister on the Q Cafe. Well, we've been reading, we've been watching on our TV, and we've been very careful with our emails recently. Cyber attacks, and they're set to perhaps escalate. Local online safety expert here in Northern Ireland, Wayne Denner, joins us. Wayne, please tell us what's happening in terms of cyber attacks, and what should we be looking out for?
Okay, one of the most recent cyber attacks that people need to be aware of is the WannaCry cyber attack, which has been hitting computers, particularly older versions of Windows XP over the past couple of days. So customers, users of Windows platforms in particular, particularly older versions, need to be aware of this virus is doing the rounds. It's a form of malware or ransomware, which extorts money out of people.
So I'm going to stop you right there. So for someone that's not au fait with everything, they can just about manage to work their emails, and they go on and they see this message and they don't know what it is. Once they hit on that, they're into the virus, are they?
Well, I suppose it can present itself in a number of ways. It can come through in the form of an email. Maybe somebody clicks on a fake ad on a particular website online. And what happens is the hackers can download a piece of malicious software onto the unsuspecting user's computer, which can infect that computer and potentially lock them out of certain key aspects of the computer, maybe encrypt some of their files, and then extort money out of that particular user to unlock those files to allow them to regain access to their computer.
What do people do? Do they don't pay the ransom?
Of course they don't. They need to report that this has happened. It's very, very important that people are aware and that they update particularly older operating systems of their computer. We're looking at older versions of Microsoft Windows, in particular the Windows XP. That's what the focus is really led about at the moment. So if you've got an older version or you're using Windows XP, go into your security updates and make sure that you run the latest patch or the latest update to protect your particular version of your computer. So there are things that people can do. It's important to be aware of, you know, any suspicious emails that are coming in. Pay attention to the subject line. Pay attention to if the email is asking you to click on a link. Be very, very careful. And also be very, very careful about any websites that you're visiting and clicking on any banner ads on those websites. Of course, keep a backup of all your files on a hard drive, which is not connected to the internet. And, you know, make sure that you run those regular security updates.
Now, there's a blame game going on at the moment, and they still haven't sort of tracked it down and nailed it down as to exactly where it's coming from. What's the story? What's the update on that?
Well, again, there's been no concrete information released as yet to where this attack has stemmed from. It has been contained for the most part now, but security experts are warning of another wave of attack over the next couple of weeks. So again, it's encouraging listeners to be vigilant, to be aware, and make sure that they take precautions in order to protect themselves when they're using the internet and install those security updates.
That's the individual. The business person, the same probably umpteen computers in their office, what do they need to do?
The same information applies, and it's very, very important as well for businesses. There are a lot of businesses in the area, across Northern Ireland that will be using legacy systems, older, out-of-date operating systems. Again, the advice is update your operating systems, have a decent antivirus in place, and make sure that you're paying attention to any suspicious emails or clicking on any links that maybe are taking you across to install software to infect your computer.
Wayne, two other things. What about mobile phones? And also when we have children at home, perhaps, who are using social media?
Yeah, we are seeing more and more issues in relation to smartphones in particular. You know, it's important that you have an antivirus installed. Most of the major antivirus providers now will also cover your smartphone, which gives you a level of protection as well. So again, it's important to keep the operating system up to date on the phone. It's important to be aware of any apps that you're downloading as well. You know, apps also present a huge problem and something that people need to be aware of. Make sure that you're only downloading trusted apps. Very, very important. You don't want to be downloading an app which infects your phone, which maybe causes you some issues.
And perhaps take a closer look at what your children are doing?
Absolutely. Make sure you have the home broadband secure in the house. Make sure you have the antivirus software in place. Have the filtering software in place. And have a chat with your children about online safety. You know, make them aware of some of the dangers in the online world. Make them aware that if they are clicking on links, that maybe it's not on a link from a trusted website and they want to be careful in case they end up somewhere where they shouldn't.
Cyber attacks are happening regularly, and that'll never change, Wayne. Those things, we need to be sort of aware all the time. It's not going to go away, is it?
No, it's absolutely on the increase. And, you know, more and more people are being caught out. The hackers are using more and more sophisticated ways to come up with, to exploit people's personal information, to extort money out of them. Cybercrime is on the rise. Identity theft is on the rise. And it's all as a result of social media and the internet for the most part. So we have to make sure that we're protecting ourselves online.
Wayne Denner is a social media expert and online safety expert. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Kevin.